Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your humble host, Sorontos, a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are just so important to me, and I'm so thrilled to host this show for you every single Tuesday evening. I strongly believe that every song is a story. Tonight, I'm excited to have Robert Hunter to the show. He's released 3 EPs and 2 singles in the past, all recorded in Nashville, Tennessee. His most recent tour, Relapse and Revival, is an innovative concept combining his book and record tour promoting his novel Relapse and a new EP, Revival. The Relapse and Revival tour spanned the entire United States, reaching all 50 states with more than 350 appearances and 150,000 combined miles traveled, making it the first and only book record tour in history to do so in less than 1 year.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, Robert. How you doing, man?
Hey, man. Thank you so much for having me. Doing all right.
You're welcome. So I'm reading your bio, and you're near and dear to my heart because I put out music, but I also put out a book. And I'm just thinking, what you've accomplished is insane. I can't even imagine the touring you did with music and with books. I mean, how did you accomplish that?
By the grace of God alone, I guess. I don't think I could ever do it again. It seemed really like a great idea at the time, you know, taking books into bars and, you know, guitars into bookstores. And it was really, really awesome in some ways. But also really, really challenging, a lot more challenging than I thought it would be, in others. But, fortunately I had a really significant team of people helping me out, not only on the music side, but on the planning and driving and also just kind of emotionally keeping me going through it all. So it was a wild adventure. I can't even begin to say.
That's insane, Robert. I kudos to you that you accomplished something like that. That's great, man. What would you say is your, I don't want to put you on the spot, what's your first love? Is it the books or the music? Like, what's number one? What's number two?
Well, I would say books. Like, as a kid, I always dreamed of being an author and looked up to some of my favorites, like Hemingway and Saul Bellow and Jack Kerouac. But it's not far after where, you know, I started writing songs, and I sort of see it as the same. You know, when I'm writing a novel or even a short story, I feel like a kind of melody in the cadence, the rhythm of the words, the sentences. And also, you know, conversely with the songs, I feel like the word choice is really as significant, or at least to me, more significant than the melody itself, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And the truth is, again, we all have our story, right? You know, I write music, I write books, I write some poems. But at the end of the day, I don't think it's wrong to say this is my number one passion, you know, my number two, my number three. I think you're being very honest that there's nothing wrong with that. Instead of people love to pretend that, oh yeah, I love everything equally. That's just not true.
Yeah, no, it isn't. And I appreciate that. But I mean, in many ways, I see them as the same.
Yeah.
You know, they kind of come from the same creative headspace, and they kind of both take me away to another place, no matter where I'm at. If I'm creating something lyrically for a song or something for a story, it's the same place in my heart and in my head. It sort of just takes me to a different place both ways in the same kind of fashion.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And I feel the same way. To me, it's the lyrics, right? It's words. And writing a song or a book is a little different. You have a lot more of a canvas on a book, but at the end of the day, it doesn't mean that you don't do something with music, you don't produce, you don't mix, but it's really for me about the words. So it's nice to talk to someone that it's also about the words really for you.
No, I agree. I mean, all my favorite musicians are my favorite, not necessarily because of the style or the genre. It's because I connect with the lyrics, and my favorite author is the same. It's not necessarily because of the topic or the story. It's because I connect or relate with the characters or some line of prose or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. So tell us about your songwriting process. We'll start with that first. How do you figure out how do you write a song?
I only laugh because I don't actually know. I mean, I've been doing it since I was just a little kid doing silly songs, and it's just something that I've always done. I don't really have a process. I guess if there's one little trick that I use, I have, melodies kind of flowing through my head spontaneously. It could be driving down the road or mowing the lawn or wherever, and I have just a little recorder, on my phone, and I'll just like hum out a melody or make up some lyrics that don't even make sense just so that I remember, what it was. And then, when I have time, I revisit it later, and then sort of try to craft it and put some lyrics in there that actually do make sense. Sort of the same story with the novel or story. I'll just text myself some words or ideas and keep a record of all of that, and then sort of come back and try to make something of it.
Okay.
But there's not really a process. It's just something that sort of is spontaneous. And the scary thing about that is that when it doesn't happen, and it often doesn't, there's no way to just push a button and make it. For me, anyway, I really can't sit down with the intention of writing a story or a song. It comes to me first. And that's a little scary as a songwriter professionally.
You try to write every day?
I would love to say that I do, but I don't, because I don't always have that, thing. It just like comes from somewhere. I don't know how to access it. If I did, I would write every single day. But when I have access to it, whatever it is, I've been known without exaggeration to write for 24 to 48 hours straight without stopping. And I've written novels that I have yet to try to get published in two days. So I have this weird thing. It's not something I can turn on or off, but when it's there, it's there. And when it isn't, it isn't. So I've tried to write when it isn't, and it just doesn't work.
Okay, tell us a little bit about this song that we're going to hear.
Well, Permanent came about as a result of, actually, during the 50 state tour, I met my wife, Danique. She's Dutch. We just met by chance in Amarillo, Texas, and I actually moved to the Netherlands and lived there for the last few years. And it was quite a lonely experience. I mean, nothing against the country. It's really beautiful and the people are nice. But, I don't speak the language and I didn't have any friends. And also, there was the Corona virus going on, and so I couldn't do any touring. It became quite lonely and isolating for me, and I really struggled with mental health, and my reaction to it was to just ignore it and to not talk. And that was, the wrong thing, because then things get darker,
Yeah.
and they got very dark for me. So I happened to stumble upon a story online about some kids who started a suicide prevention group in their high school. And I just clicked on it, not knowing who or where it was. And it turned out, just ironically, to be kids in my original hometown of Danville, Pennsylvania, who responded to a series of very sad and tragic suicides at the high school level by starting a group to destigmatize mental health issues. And at that point, I hadn't written a song in probably a year. And I was so inspired, I immediately wrote Permanent, with no intention of getting it made. And I sent it to her dad, who I actually knew from when I was young. And I just said, hey, tell Lauren Hawkins that she's really an inspiration and inspired me to write this song. So this was for her. Little did I know it would eventually get made and, sort of speak to people the way that, you know, I basically just wrote the lyrics I myself needed to hear. If you're lost, don't be ashamed. We all lose our way. It's going to be okay. You know, it helped me. It was very therapeutic. And I think the message I would like to say is just that, you know, some high school kids can make such a huge impact at their age. And now I'm trying to sort of make that same impact. And the song that we're about to hear, by the way, is not the original. The original Permanent you can find on my Spotify at Robert Hunter. It's sort of an alt-rock country kind of feel. Something similar, I think, to what you do in style. I listen to some of your music. I love it, by the way.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. But the remix is not my cup of tea, but that's sort of the idea. It was made by an amazing person named Chase Akers, totally different genre. And, you know, the hope is that even though it's not what I would have done, and it's certainly not what I did do, but something different so that maybe a different audience, you know, could hear that message as well.
Awesome. All right. I'll tell you what, Robert, let's take a listen and we'll come back and talk. Okay.
Thanks, man.
All right, here we go, everybody. Check this out.
Just take a breath and hold it in. This will pass, promise you, my friend. Now breathe out slow and repeat again. Just so you know, the dark is not permanent. I know you're afraid to feel this way. It's gonna be okay, it's not permanent. It's lost, don't be ashamed. We all lose our way. It's gonna be okay, it's not permanent. Getting back to the situation. I know it's hard, but please let someone in. I've been so alone without a friend. Just so you know, alone is not permanent. I know you're afraid to feel this way. It's gonna be okay, it's not permanent. If you're lost, don't be ashamed. We all lose our way. Okay, it's not permanent.
Very, very cool, man. Very powerful and touching. So thank you for sharing that with me and the audience tonight.
You're welcome. Thank you for sharing it as well.
So I, too, myself have struggled with mental health and some different challenges. Do you think there's less stigma, you know, in us revealing that nowadays compared to years past?
I hope so. But the truth is, as much as I, on one hand, believe that when I was struggling, the stigma still prevented me from reaching out to anyone and letting them know that I was struggling. So if it's less and better now, that's absolutely great. And that's the goal that I have in my heart with sharing these lyrics in even a genre that's not at all my favorite style. But my hope is that we can continue to make it better, because it is still there, because I still, didn't reach out. I didn't talk to anyone, and it got very dark because of that. And I know others as well, unfortunately. And that just shouldn't be the case, because, you know, on the road in all 50 states, even before any of this, I met people in every walk of life, every kind of condition, who were all sharing at times stories of struggle with me and connecting. I got to connect with them not only through good things, but also their struggles in the way that a song might have spoken to them on the road. And I can just tell you that everyone struggles at times. So the stigma just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so tell us about mistakes you've seen, and you could talk about the music or the book authorship. What are the common mistakes you see that are pursuing these careers make?
Well, I'm not gonna, you know, sort of like come on a soapbox for what somebody else might or might should not do. But for me personally, the mistakes that I have made was pursuing this idea of fame or popularity or Instagram followers. That's an okay dream to have, but when you pursue this full time, when it is your life, sometimes that business side of it, the, you know, number of followers you have or how many streams you get or where your song lands on a chart, it can take over in one of two ways. One, if you're successful, then the art is sort of lost, because you're chasing something that is sort of fake. You know, fame is really, really fleeting. People can turn on a dime or just stop liking you, or the new thing comes along and you've kind of lost sight of where you began, which was, you know, probably in your bedroom in high school, just writing a song to a girl or a guy or something like that. And that's bad. And, you know, I've been there. But on the other hand, if you write a song that's near and dear to your heart and it doesn't do well, if you're chasing that fame or that chart position or whatever it might be, you're crushed. When in fact, perhaps it reached a significant number of people, or even just one, who thought it was really cool or really special or meant something to them, someone you never met out there. And that's also losing sight of probably why you started writing in the first place, at least for me. Again, I'm speaking only from my own mistakes, but I've done both of those things and found myself disappointed both in the successes and the failures, because I just sort of lost sight of what was really important. And that's communicating as an artist, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. Can you tell us a little bit about your personal journey? When did you start transitioning from an amateur to a more professional status?
It was basically after an album I released called Afterglow and a song Gone for Good and Ditto Baby. They did pretty well and got some radio play. And I had some interested people on the, promotional side, public relations, management, et cetera. All the pieces kind of manifested themselves. And at the time I had a day job, and it seemed really scary for me to make that leap. But at the same time, I thought, it's now or never. You know, I'm not getting any younger. I'm going to either, you know, make the leap and see where it goes, or play it safe and always wonder for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And, I chose the riskier side. But I think, you know, when I'm 90, I won't look back and say, boy, I wish I never, you know, got to tour Alaska or meet that amazing group of river gypsies in Montana or see humpback whales giving birth in Hawaii. You know, whether I die rich or poor, famous or, you know, infamous or just totally unknown, that was the best decision I ever made. And the time came where I either had to make the jump or not. And yeah, that's how it happened. I didn't expect it to happen that way, but it was then or never for me.
Yeah, hey, that's a cool story, man. Tell us a little bit about a surprising hobby that most of your fans would have no idea that you're into.
Wow. Oh, man. I don't really have a lot of time for hobbies, but I guess... I climb mountains. I'm a mountaineer.
That's cool.
I've done a few big. I'm a Adirondack 46er, which is something I'm really proud of. Some peaks in the Adirondacks, and I've done some West Coast peaks too.
That's pretty cool.
I don't know. Yeah, it was kind of an obsession though at the time. I don't know if I could call that a hobby.
Well, that's what I hear with my ears, so that's what we'll go with. Tell us about the weirdest job you had growing up.
I was a flower delivery person for, I don't know, about a month. I was really bad at it. That's why it lasted a month. They paid me by it was like a after college job. So I got like whatever it was, $100 if I had one delivery or 100 if I had 50. So, of course, when I had 50, I was just getting it done as fast as I could because it was the same money either way. All the balloons went out the window, and I just wouldn't bother to tell people there were balloons even tied to their flowers. I dropped them all the time on the street and then had to become sort of expert at just rearranging them. Sometimes I broke the vase and had to deliver them as though they didn't even have a vase. And, yeah, it got even worse. I backed down a cornfield and lost my way and pretty much destroyed the flower van. And long story short, it only lasted a month.
That's funny. All right, man. Tell us where can people buy your stuff, stream it, support you online?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, both the original version of Permanent and all my other songs are available anywhere, like everywhere. People stream music. I mean, certainly Spotify. All the links are available on my social channels at Robert Hunter Music on Instagram, for instance. You can also visit my website at roberthuntermusic.net. And that also has links to everything there as well. The book Relapse is available online, just about everywhere, Walmart, Amazon, wherever people buy books these days. And my other story, Amarillo and Everything After, you know, you can search for that as well if anyone's interested. That's actually a story about the road. So all the wild adventures that I mentioned are in Amarillo. Well, not all. I can't put them all on paper. I might get sued. Are in Amarillo and Everything After. All of this is on roberthuntermusic.net.
Yeah. Awesome, man. All right. Well, Robert, I want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight. Love to have you on again anytime, man. It was a blast.
Thank you for having me. It really means a lot to share this message, and I hope some of your listeners connect and share the song as well. It's really an important message.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So thank you to all the listeners out there for listening, spending a little bit of your precious time with Robert and I. We both hope your unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sorantos. Please join me every single Tuesday evening to hear other amazing artists and authors share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. Have a great night, everybody. I love you guys.
Thank you for listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.